You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 7:06 on a Wednesday morning, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, and the Civic Media app worldwide. Green Bay right now, 38 degrees, Appleton 39, Oshkosh 39, and no wind. I'm just going to say that for the first time. Negligible winds right now, so I will not be taking the skiff out. Sailing. I've got a new sailing routine on the bay, and I'm not going to take it out today. Forecast, mostly cloudy, showers, high in the low 50s. It is baseball day. Okay, baseball day. Jelly bean day. Beagle day, as in the dogs. That's the only type of dog I like. Beagles are the only dog that I think are worth having as a pet. I love beagles. They're impossible to train unless they're just running after a rabbit. They don't listen to anything you say. They've got an attitude.
They do.
But I love beagles. I think they're the, excuse me for saying, the cutest dogs ever.
Yeah, they're, you think of a dog.
You think of a nice. It's like, if I were an animal.
The right colors.
If I were an animal, I'd be a beagle.
Yeah, I can,
Kind of cuddly, but not too cuddly.
No, I don't think they're a cuddly
nice,
dog.
Nice, friendly.
Friendly.
A little bit of an attitude. I would be a beagle if I were a dog.
Mm.
You'd be Milton, whatever he is.
Just pick the right parents.
Yeah. Today is Earth Day. As we mentioned, Machine Gun Kelly, 35 years old. Byron Allen, he used to be, remember that show? What was that show? It was the first show of its type. Because you know what he is now? He owns like the Weather Channel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's where he fired, like, meteorology. You could go to work for him because you don't like meteorologists. And hey, Todd? Oh, Todd's on the phone. But he fired, like, 100 meteorologists in, like, one day.
Yeah, he did.
Ryan Stiles,
no baptism.
Who I don't know who that is 66. Peter Frampton, of course, 75. When I was in college in 1975, everybody had Peter Frampton on their 8-track.
Oh, yes.
And we drove around with it. In fact, I bet Wayne Sargent listened to Peter Frampton on 8-track, and he's now the ultimate Packer fan. Todd, is that true?
I believe so. Wayne, is that true?
That is true.
See? Well, welcome, Wayne.
Good morning, guys.
Wayne is the ultimate Packer fan. Wayne Sargent, tell us how you achieved that designation, my friend. Yeah.
You know, cute little story. If you guys remember way back when around 2008, 2009, the Packers had their only fan club, and it was called the Packer Partners Club of Champions. You guys remember that?
I do not. Do you?
Yeah.
Jim?
No, I don't. I what was it called?
It was the
Packer.
It was called the Packer Partners Club of Champions.
No, I don't.
Do not.
It was the only Packer sponsored fan club in the world.
Okay.
And it was run by the Green Bay Packers. A gal by the name of Michelle Poblocki used to head up the organization. She since left, and I think she does real estate up in northern Wisconsin a little bit. So anyways, they had their first ever the Ultimate Packer Fan Contest, and it was a photo contest. So I took a photo from my seats in the north end zone of the flag draped out over the field.
What section?
Section 100,
okay.
Right between the upright north, row 50.
All right.
Oh, I'm up high. I got a perfect view right in the center of the field. Submitted the photo, and I won the Ultimate Packer Fan Contest.
Well, that's cool.
And, yeah. So that's really how it all began. And upon winning that, you know, I got tickets to the Mike McCarthy show and, you know, all different things of that nature. And but apparently it went on some kind of casting list or whatever. So I ended up getting doing these Miller beer commercials in 2010 right. when they had the when we won the Super Bowl and that following August, you know, before we had the opening game, I was invited to attend the NFL, you know, take part in the NFL commercial between they had the New Orleans Saints up there with the live marching band and.
That was a big night.
Oh, that was a fun night.
That was
yes.
Kid Rock performed the night before the game. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Maroon 5.
Hey, I just want to say one quick thing here, Wayne. I just got a text. I was his beer guy, Brian.
That must be Don.
You got her. So tell me more. Where are you from? Tell me your background as being a Packer fan.
Yeah, interesting. So I grew up in New Hampshire.
Okay.
And back in the mid-60s, you know, I think you guys can remember this, but, you know, we just had basically...
Although, Wayne, I don't mean to interrupt, but I must tell you something just for total acknowledgement. Jim hates New Hampshire.
What?
Why?
Because he traveled to New Hampshire one time to see the colors, and all he kept saying to his wife was, Wisconsin has better colors than New Hampshire. We come all this way, and our colors are just as good. So
I love
just want you to know that, Wayne.
I may have said that once or
so
twice,
I just want to be totally...
Okay, Wayne, I didn't know yep. you were from New Hampshire, but
right.
you have a beautiful
so,
state,
yes.
but so do we.
So whatever
okay.
he says just
right,
it might be tainted,
okay,
Wayne.
Right,
go
right,
ahead.
Okay, New Hampshire.
So by comparison, yes, the foliage is beautiful in both Wisconsin and New Hampshire. However, New Hampshire has the mountain range that makes it pristine.
Okay. The Green Mountains.
Right. No, the White Mountains.
I thought they were the Green Mountains.
That's Vermont.
Oh, Vermont. I always get Vermont and New Hampshire mixed up. I really do. All right. I'm sorry, Wayne. Right. I'm sorry.
No, the one was growing up, in the middle 60s, you know, I was probably 9, 10 years old, something like that. And my dad would watch footballs on Sundays. You know, I think it was back with Kurt Gowdy, whatever.
Oh, man, you know, that's great. You know, Kurt Gowdy.
Yeah. So the Packers were televised, the first Super Bowl and the second Super Bowl. And, you know, being a young kid, I fell in love with the Packers. I was on the bandwagon. They were the winning team. So to complement that, what happened was the Packers had this, and you guys remember this, this contest with Coca-Cola where they had the players underneath the bottle caps.
Yeah. And I've still got a bunch of those. I love those. Oh,
yeah.
My God. That was the greatest thrill collecting those. Todd?
You should take those, put them on the necklace that you're going to hang your tooth from.
There you go.
I might do that.
Yeah. Now, there's how you're going to make some money.
Todd, you're the marketing guy. Todd's the marketing
guy. I'm the idea
okay.
guy.
He's just, the idea yeah, guy. He's the yep. brains behind us.
Okay. I
love it.
Everything's going to work except make the money, but go ahead. Right.
So here's the thing. I don't know if you guys probably don't know a lot about New Hampshire, but it used to be the textile capital of the world. So along the Merrimack River, there's all these tanneries. Well, my best friend's dad was the maintenance supervisor for all of these tanneries. So on Saturdays, we'd go into work with him, and he just walked the floors. Well, while he was walking the floors, he gave us the key to the soda machines, and we'd go over and we'd empty the bottle caps into this 5-gallon bucket, and we'd collect all these Coke caps, put them on the placards, and mail them into the Packers and get photos and footballs and, you know, all kinds of stuff that that you could win by collecting all these bottle caps.
I still have
awesome.
My collection of bottle caps.
All right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love that. I love that whole era. That helped get me through the whooping cough. I told you that, Jim.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It did.
So that even got you even closer to the Packers.
It did.
Although, Wayne, can I just ask if things were different in New Hampshire than Upper Michigan where I'm from? You would get 20 Lionel Aldridge and Leroy Caffeys versus one Bart Starr?
Oh, 20 would be an understatement. You'd
yeah.
probably get maybe 120.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But, you know, it's like anything else. It's like trying to get that $100,000, you know, winning lottery ticket
yep.
on a dollar scratcher.
Yeah, right. They knew what they were doing.
Oh, absolutely. But, I mean, what an advertising gimmick it was.
Phenomenal. I forgot, 60 years later, I can't throw them away. I've got them at home in my closet. I cannot throw them away.
No, and there's value to them.
Yeah.
They're really, yeah. It was very, very unique. So anyways, that's when I fell in love with the Packers. And then, you know, moving on in life, when I was in my middle 30s, I was a master plumber out in New Hampshire. And there was a recession going on back in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s. And somehow I got involved with the Plumbers Union in Wisconsin. I flew out. I talked to them. And they landed me, they gave me a job out here. And I went to work as a project manager for one of the larger mechanical contractors. And been here since.
So you, okay, tell me, I get it how you got here, and then you took that picture and you became the ultimate Packer fan, and then you yourself rooted the Packers. How'd you parlay this into, I mean, I see you at every game and at, like you said, TV commercials. You don't really get into the game for a while because everyone wants their picture with you. How did you market yourself? Did you hire someone to do it? Did you do it yourself? The Packers do it?
You know what? Something like this honestly comes natural. You know, you just don't become a super fan because you jump in front of a camera. You know, many think you do, but it's what goes on behind the scenes. And I don't want to sound, you know, modest or anything, but I do a lot of charity work, and I find in my heart, and you know, other super fans, our hearts all in the same place. It's about giving, and it's about supporting good fan conduct. You know,
do you guys
things are, and it comes to you. It really does.
Do you guys get along? Do you guys get together? You and the Pope and who's the other guy? The
ice bowl guy with the icicles.
Yeah, frozen tundra guy. Yeah. You know, Steve the owner, State. You know, Saint Vince. We all get together. You know, not always on game day, but our paths cross during the off season. We get together. We do various charitable events, and we're always in contact with each other. And it's if one of us gets invited to, you know, a certain function, we'll reach out to, you know, I'll call Steve and say, hey, you know, are you doing, you know, X, Y, Z and type thing? And he says, nah, he said, I didn't hear about that. So I'll tell Steve and either, you know, I'll reach out and get Steve invited or vice versa. And it just works.
So these characters, other teams do this too, right?
Not as much. But I mean, I've been to almost every away game the Packers played for 20 years or 10, whatever. But you don't see the pregame thing. Maybe they are now, but Green Bay was really unique. Even with I remember going to a Patriots game in probably 1995, 6, and people have these little tiny hibachis versus like Green Bay with the big. Hey, can you stick around, yeah. Wayne? We got to set it to a 1-minute break. The Ultimate Packer Fan.
We'll You've talk got about an event, your event
coming up. Stay with us. The Ultimate Packer Fan, Wayne Sargent, back right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good-looking Wednesday morning, 38 in Green Bay, 39 in Appleton, 39 in Oshkosh. Mostly cloudy showers, high in the low 50s. Brewers out in San Francisco wrapped up their homestand out in San Francisco tonight at 8 o'clock is the 8:10, actually. You'll hear that on WISS. We're talking with Wayne Sargent, the ultimate Packer fan who's got some events taking place this week during the NFL draft.
And Wayne, just so that I think, maybe people don't know your name. Everybody knows the ultimate Packer fan, but I guess they would know you by your, what is it, your hat? What would we call that? The crown that you wear? Your ring hat.
That's my championship ring hat. Yes.
Where do you find something like that?
It's Big Guy Hats is the company that makes them.
Wow.
And lo and behold, I'm going to put it out there. Everyone knows who the frozen Tundra Man is.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Kahlo is the one who makes all these hats.
Oh, okay. All right. Now we know.
All right.
And then your jersey. Is it every team that's on your jersey?
Pardon me?
The jersey that you wear, is it every NFL team. Okay, all right. No.
What I have four of these jerseys, and my wife sews all these patches on. God bless her. There's patches of first and foremost of everywhere I travel to, away games, whether it be Disney or a rodeo in Wyoming, it doesn't matter. These patches go on their jerseys, and that's what it's all about. It's like history, you know, of my whereabouts.
Right. So Wayne, tell us about. I mean, the draft really kicks off. I think tomorrow there's an event downtown, fireworks and that. But then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you have some things going on called the Superfan Summit. Tell me about. You're going to be hanging out at the draft, right? All 3 days, I'm assuming.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'll be heading up there. In fact, I've got a function I have to do late this afternoon, feeding the homeless.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to be actually, I think all three of us are going to be there. You're going to be at the new community shelter, right? Yeah. I'll see you there. Tell me about the Superfan Summit, though, on Friday.
Jim basically runs the community shelter.
No, I don't. I work there. I volunteer. I work there, I should say. Tell me about the Superfan Summit.
The Superfan Summit, actually, it's really the foundation of it is from What the Buck. It's the Tampa Bay fan organization, Cheryl Stewart, who puts these summit tailgates together. I mean, she's the backbone of this. This woman works countless hours putting this on. But she's joined together by other superfans across the country to make this great event happen. And all the proceeds from this event, it's on Thursday. It runs all day.
Thursday?
And there's a paid admission to go in. All the food, beverage. There'll be some players coming through. Super fans from all over the country will be
Wayne,
there.
Hey, Wayne, I just want to interrupt. Yes. Thursday or Friday?
Friday.
Okay. You said Thursday.
No, Friday.
Yeah.
When
you say the
you
super...
Know what?
When you
I got a hard time for today's Tuesday.
No problem. Yep.
Right.
Okay. Yep.
When you say the super fans, so there's people like you, like, I don't know, mascots from the different teams?
Every team.
Okay.
Every team will be, yes.
That'd be a fun party. Yep. That, tell us a little bit more about that. That's at 1 o'clock?
On Friday, exactly. Yep. So food, beverage, everything is included in the ticket price. There's going to be raffles. We're raffling off a Bart Starr autographed jersey.
Wow.
There'll be 50-50 raffles, you know, going on throughout the day. So there's going to be a little bit of something for everybody is the ambition to raise money again for the new community shelter at Green Bay.
And where's that at, your party?
It's right next to, J2 Racing. It's right off of Oneida Street, right in the vicinity of the distillery.
Okay.
Right. Hey Wayne, we're just losing the reception really bad here.
Yeah, get out of the pool. I'll take it from here.
Yeah,
we'll see you this afternoon.
We'll see you this afternoon. We'll see you on Friday, okay, my friend?
Okay.
Yep.
All right, we got it. All right.
Yep.
So, people who are listening, this Super Summit fan that this lady out of Florida is kind of coordinating, they bring in people like Wayne, like the these mascots from the different teams. They're having an event at 841 Mike McCarthy. Is that
by Burkle's?
No. McCarthy's street over there, right off Oneida. 841 McCarthy Way in Ashwaubenon. From 1 to 5, that's on Friday, April 25th. So,
What's that near? Somebody help us out. I'm terrible with directions. What would that be near?
Well, isn't that... Isn't that Green Bay Distillery? Is that their address?
Is it? I don't know. I'm being honest with you. I don't know the exact where it's at.
Okay. We're going to find that out and get back to you on that. But anyway,
I'm a great radio guy. I'm giving out information of which I know nothing about.
But that's going to be a good party, and you're going to be able to – all our guys are going to be there, right? Like we talked about. Isn't that football player that got the leather helmet? He's always at these things. He's one of them. And then maybe that – I don't know. That'd be cool to see that fence painter. I don't know. I don't know who's going to be there from the Packers, but I know people from Tampa are going to be there, people from different teams. So let's go and support this. It's actually a great cause, as he said. 841 McCarthy. I'm pretty sure that's Green Bay Distillery. That's from 1 to 5
When you
Friday.
Say fence painter, I hope you mean Spencer Nolan.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
He's the man.
Did you see what his
picture
went for?
$650. What he did on the fence painting.
Right.
He is the king of fence painting.
Absolutely. I mean,
and his
I
name is Spencer Nolan Young.
Yes, and we're gonna.
He
yes,
is the king.
He is the best.
So, yes.
Anyway, I hope people can get out for that. That's going to be a fun event.
And yeah.
There's a couple other events that aren't getting as much publicity, and I don't know why.
There's so many, though. I mean, there really is. Well, I saw the list. The thing that, I'll tell you what, the Press Times did a great job of putting together that.
They did.
But that you know what? If you need to know anything happening, find that supplement in the Press Times.
Right.
It's incredible. It'll tell you everything, everywhere, every time.
Yeah, these people that I talked to last night, they flew into Milwaukee and then drove up here. But something that's not in is Bay Beach is open from noon to 6 every day. You know, it might just be fun to go out there, take
totally
a look
agree.
At it. It's unique to Green Bay.
Absolutely.
So they got to.
And again, we have for remind, somebody from
and I know
Los
listening.
Angeles, you can go to Bay Beach, which is this coolest place on a great lake. It's going to be cold.
Yeah.
Probably. I'll be honest. But
not,
it's
not
like
tomorrow.
Basically free.
Right.
I mean, it's incredible what you can have
right.
here in Green Bay. People from out of state.
Right.
Some of our things that we just take for granted.
Right. That's
you
just
won't
it.
Find it anywhere else in the United States.
That's
just
true.
Being honest. All right. When we come back, the man with the greatest name of anybody we have on our show, Indeed Onion, will be joining us. Talk about a big food drive for St. Nubby's. Back after this.
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The City of Green Bay unveiled its first battery electric bus, or BEB, Monday. The bus will be part of the Downtown to Titletown shuttle service during the NFL draft this week and then will become a regular part of the Green Bay Metro Transit fleet. Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich said, "This bus is just the beginning of our journey toward a carbon-neutral Green Bay." Each electric bus costs about $1.2 million and was funded through federal Surface Transportation Block Grant dollars. The Green Bay Area Public Schools Board of Education approved the sale of 3 elementary school buildings during a special board meeting on Monday. The over $1.7 million from the combined sale of Frabel Garden of Early Learning, Keller Elementary, and Weequeyoc Elementary Schools will be used towards the Green Bay Area Public School District's projected $10 to $12 million budget deficit for the 2025-26 school year. In addition to the building sales, the board also approved a land swap of 22.6 acres of land with the Village of Bellevue. A federal grand jury has issued an indictment alleging that an Oshkosh man attempted to and employed a minor to engage in sexually explicit conduct for the purpose of producing child pornography. The indictment alleges 43-year-old Bradley Hounsell coerced a minor in the production and distribution of child pornography via the internet. If convicted, Hounsell faces 15 to 30 years in prison and could be fined up to $250,000 and would also be required to register as a sex offender. An indictment is only a charge and is not evidence of guilt. Hounsell will be tried in federal court. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right.
What?
Welcome back. No, I don't like having dishonest people on our show, and we got a dishonest person sitting next to me on our
I'm
show.
Sorry.
Jim?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
No,
I'm
the
sorry.
Other side. DeLorean. DeLorean Walls, here to
what?
Talk about the food driver.
One of the most honest guys we've had on our
really?
Show.
Really? Okay, you want me to just call him out on a big lie?
Go ahead. I don't think so.
Would you run the 40 in?
4.39.
Liar!
Wow. I used to squat 475 pounds.
Liar!
Wow. High school.
Look,
I'll show
like
you
that?
Records.
What'd you bench?
225.
How many times?
3.
Liar!
I'm serious. I was not a great bencher at all.
You ran a 4.3?
4.39.
4.39.
Damn!
Yep, had a 43-inch.
That would be like the top 10 at the combine this year.
Oh, I wasn't that good.
But it would still be for that. Yeah. 4.28 was the top this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn! Yeah. I did too.
Yeah, I believe it. Now we're to the liar. Now you can say it, DeLorean. Now you can say it.
Hey, Don, you know what's really funny? When we had the draft guru on yesterday, I said my favorite running back kid from my alma mater, Arizona State.
Right.
Okay. I can't even think of his name, but he's like 5'9", 220. And it said, short legs, hard to take down, does not have a stride to break away. It's like, wait a minute, we're talking about him or me?
You know, it's funny. So last year at the FRC flag football camp, they tested my 40. I ran like a 4.92.
Still?
Mm-hmm. At 40 years old. I was 41, so I'm 42.
That's incredible. Yeah. That's incredible. Yeah. So my fastest time ever was like a 5.1.
That's quick.
No. So you would be like almost 10 yards in a 40-yard dash. You'd be almost 10 yards ahead of me.
Quick burst.
That's incredible. I mean, that's like getting looked at by scouts. Speed.
Oh, yeah. You know, those back in high school days. It was.
Did you play college?
No, not college.
Why?
No. It's just I made a promise one evening to my grandmother that I would never play football again after she had a heart attack during one of my high school football
games.
From
the stress part?
No, it wasn't stress. It was cancer ridden.
Oh, geez, Louise.
Other things that was going on within life.
Okay, I'm sorry to bring that up.
No. I often don't talk about that.
I'll be honest, you can take it back now, John?
A little bit. If I didn't have an artificial hip, I'd race you.
Can we do it anyway?
Yeah. Yes. No, but we're going to race the cow this summer.
Yeah.
That's it.
Could you outrun a cow?
You know what? I would not say that.
Okay.
See? You know, I would not say that.
Because I think I could. If I was healthy, I think I could outrun a cow.
You know, it's just, I love animals.
Can we do that for a fundraiser?
Let's do it.
This summer?
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it.
Okay. Todd?
Let's do it.
I'll get it set up.
Right here.
All right.
Right on Washington Street.
We'll have Jim
talk to your people.
I'll close the street.
Have him close down the street.
That will not be a problem. All right. See.
DeLorean Walls.
Yes.
We talk about this NFL draft, and they're going to draft players, but there's so many other things.
I forgot about that.
There's
right. Like, that's not even being mentioned. It's like, who are they going to draft? It's like,
But I think that's kind of neat. There's so many other things going on, and you are leaning into this with a charity drive with conjunction with St. Norbert and some other things.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yes.
And that's tomorrow.
Yeah, it's tomorrow over at First and Goal 2148 University. We're going to hold a Superfan food drive in conjunction with
that's the former Packer Bears bar.
Yes,
correct?
It is house divided.
But is it now divided. All Packers?
All Packers.
Okay.
Bar, baby.
You ever see that, Jeff?
Yeah, I know.
That's cool.
Yes. So, in conjunction with St. Norbert's Feeding America, Eastern Division of Feeding Wisconsin, and Brothers Helping Brothers, and the Superfans, of course, we came with the idea to raise 1,000 pounds of food for all the local colleges. Food pantries.
And we're going to say this, and having both gone through kids, three kids, actually all through college, college kids go hungry sometimes.
You know,
people don't realize that. No. It's a true fact.
It's so funny. I'm going to read this stat for you. 83% of the college students that took the survey at St. Norbert's answered yes, that they do believe food aid is a need at St. Norbert's College.
I believe it. Absolutely.
That is 83%. Wow. And then 38.9% said that one or two times a semester they have often felt the food supply is inadequate.
Yeah.
33% said 3 to 4 times a semester, and 5.6% said 5 or more times a semester. So could you imagine that we're trying to educate our young men and young women, especially on a college level, and they have to worry about some of these issues.
I was in a tough situation in college at Arizona State. Everybody thinks, oh, party school, great. Mm-hmm. Okay. And there were times like on the weekends when the dorms were closed, you know, the things were closed, and you didn't have any money. I mean, you know what I mean? You're a college kid. And I was doing an internship at a TV station, and they had a popcorn machine there. Yes. And I was like living on the popcorn. I mean, I'm not kidding, because you have no money. You're doing whatever.
The dining halls are closed.
The dining halls are closed.
Everything.
It's a true thing, and you would never think that.
It is. And see, a lot of people just think when it comes to food insecurities has all to do with the just nutritional side. But food insecurities have so many different variants. We can talk about the hygiene asset behind it all as well. We can talk about how it has directly affected the psychological aspect of not just children, young adults and adults when we come down to food insecurity. So, you know, we're just hoping to just be a catalyst and just be great stewards of the opportunities that we have been given. And just,
where does it come from? You.
It come from experience.
Tell us about that.
It come from experience. I remember, I get emotional about this, but I remember having to eat sugar sandwiches and syrup sandwiches and blocks of cheese.
I don't mean to whatever, but slice of white bread with butter and sugar was not a bad sandwich.
No, it wasn't.
I enjoyed
it.
Those.
It wasn't. But you know, when you're often eating that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know, it becomes challenges, especially as a young adult, growing adult.
I know, so, I've told you this before. I had a couple of different Packer players, mm-hmm. both from Alabama and, mm-hmm. and Louisiana, and they talked about eating dry cereal. They didn't have milk.
Yeah.
And they would eat dry cereal for breakfast.
Yeah.
So this food drive that you have, though, that food that you're collecting, 1,000 pounds or probably, I think it's going to be more.
Well, I can give you an update about that.
Got an update here. I got a caustic text. I don't mean to whatever, but I'd put my money on that race, and my money would not be on Mino. Tammy. All right, thanks.
But
we had a lot more people that signed on to that. We just couldn't fit them all.
Yeah. I just want to raise a lot of money.
Make a point that kids can't study if they are hungry.
No.
They can't learn. And I deal with that a little bit I work.
It's proven facts.
They got to be safe.
Yes.
And they are. Mm-hmm. These college dorms are. Yeah, I think we take pretty good care of them with shelter.
Yes.
But after that, they got to eat. And if they're not eating, they're not going to be able to move up the ladder.
No, the direct effect of food insecurity has impact on mental health, like depression, anger, anxiety, lack of interest,
you
name
up.
It. All you get
Say
everything,
the hell with it.
Everything, right. everything, especially when you have a growling stomach and your brain can't operate with a growling stomach because your stomach is connected to your brain.
And if you turn on TV, 50% of the commercials are food?
Yes. So, you know, with this update, we already raised over 1,100 pounds.
Oh, good. Congrats.
And your goal was?
Goal was 1,000.
That's awesome. Now you're going to go for a ton?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm just going to throw this out there. I actually want to do 3,000 pounds.
Wow.
That way every school can get 1,000 pounds.
Oh, that's nice. Phenomenal. Says,
you know, so non-perishable food items, you know, hygiene products and things like that, that can just help any college student, you know, along the way.
And, you know, another thing we have to talk about a little bit, you know, sometimes we were talking, okay, people are probably thinking, well, St. Norbert, all their parents are rich, but that's not the case.
No.
I mean, my son went there, he graduated from there, had a wonderful education, but a lot of his friends were from, well, disadvantaged, you know, upbringings or whatever, but they were great students, but everybody thinks, you know, once you're in a college like that, oh, you're in Fat City. Yeah. That's not the case.
No, it's not the case. And we also want to, we just did a Rising Eat event at St. Norbert's just to bring more awareness about food insecurities, because a lot of times students are embarrassed to even speak on the things that they're dealing with.
Absolutely.
And we don't want that to be a normal. We want it to be like, hey, it's okay to be vulnerable in these situations. We'd rather you speak up than to have us find out that, you know, you're dealing with this alone, silently. And that's where the challenges can face when they're dealing with a lot of this themselves. Mm-hmm. So I give great credit to the staff over there at St. Norbert's. They are doing so many different amazing things already. And they are combating this issue, you know, the best way they know how. And so I love the fact that the community is finally coming together and supporting that at every college, NWTC, UWGB, as well as St. Norbert's.
And a thing that Jim and I talk about all the time, the people that we really respect, we have so many people come in here. We have like 20 people, 25 people a week probably come in here, you know, talking about a cause or whatever. And the first time Jim and I really got together on stuff and our trips to Madison, we both came to the understanding that we only have one thing in common. We have a great BS meter. We both do. And we can tell that when you and some of the other people come in here, it's from the heart. It's not just, well, I got this job for a nonprofit, and this week I'm espousing
and then I'm going to run for that.
Yeah, and then I'm going to go to a different one. And you come from the, you speak from the heart with this. And again, I don't want to get too deep or too personal, you get choked up, but this has to feel good because you have to think that 20 years ago, 25 years ago, that could have been you. benefiting from this.
Even as an adult, you know, I remember just at times not having enough in the refrigerator to even make a whole meal. Had this, okay, I can boil some noodles here. I can add some pasta sauce or something just to tide me over. So, you know, I'm just humbled that I was able to overcome those experiences and to be able to share my experience with
them. It fuels you now, doesn't it?
It does. It does. It does. And that's probably why I cook so much. My wife asks me all the time, shout out to my wife. She say, why do you cook so much? I say, you know, you just never know who's hungry. And I've always say, if somebody comes by, and I always give them a plate. Or when I barbecue, I say, hey, I call a couple guys over. I call the students over from St. Novus, from Men of Distinction Group. Like, hey, you guys come eat on a Sunday.
That's so cool.
I know what it's like on weekends not to have some food. So.
Yeah, got a quick text here. If we can't make it out to the event, how can we contribute, Lisa?
There is a QR code that I'm going to share and have it on an email. I'll email it over to Todd and things like that. So any ways possible is very helpful. So
And I, like John said earlier, sometimes St. Norbert might have this reputation that they don't
need
it.
Or,
but, NWTC does need it. And I can tell you that. I see that. And I just think food is important. And John's been there, but at the new community shelter, we feed people.
Yes.
Stick around, okay, DeLorean?
Oh, yes, sir.
It's really, really important.
DeLorean Law's Food Drive for College Kids. Back with more right after this. Back to school, way down inside. Honey, you need it. I'm going to give you my love. I'm going to give you my love.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Modern the Mayor here. 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. And, of course, the Civic Media app worldwide, 38 degrees in Green Bay, 39 in Appleton, 39 in Oshkosh. Forecast mostly cloudy, showers high in the low 50s. And Cowboy Dave said it's hard to run fast if you have the gout. If you didn't have that, Mino, I think you would have been a 4-2 guy yourself. You look like a gazelle.
So, no, none of the rest of that was on that text. It was just the...
Yeah, but
gout.
I knew what he was thinking.
Yeah.
I knew what he was thinking.
Yeah, sure you did.
Todd!
Take some liberties.
Why is the floor wet, Todd?
I don't know, Mino.
DeLorean Walls in the house.
And he is, again, this NFL draft is bringing out the best in people. Mm-hmm. I really think it is. And we've got something going on tonight. You've got this food drive tomorrow. It's organized by Brothers Helping Brothers, which you're the executive director of.
No,
that.
I'm not the executive director. I'm just one of the founders.
Okay.
Of it. Yes.
Would I be considered a brother?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Oh yeah. And that's that's.
Did you know the way he just asked, looking at you? Did you see his gestures? Yeah.
You know, okay. You know, it's funny. Everybody, when I say Brothers Helping Brothers, they just think just because, you know, African Americans have always considered themselves, hey, my brother.
But, right.
Psalms 133 says how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
All right.
There's no color barrier on brothers.
All right.
So, yes, you are my brother.
All right. He liked that. But
does
he have to do the gesture? I mean, okay. All right. Well, anyway.
Can I just say one thing? I was the only white guy in the Flint YMCA Wednesday night basketball league.
Oh, you had to shoot the ball really well, then.
They never passed it to me.
No.
Stay away from the white guy. Yeah.
I got the white guy.
So, and you're doing this in conjunction with Norbert's, but the beneficiaries are UWGB,
yes,
NWTC, and, yes, of course, St. Norbert College.
Yes.
And your goal is 3,000 pounds.
And your passion is there.
Right.
Yes. Passion, in Latin, derived from passios, which means struggle. So it's, if I can just highlight the struggle in life and turn it into my passion, which directly is my purpose, then I think I'm doing what the Most High told me to do.
It's awesome.
So, you know.
And the other thing I like about this, we were talking earlier before we went on the air, is you're teaching these kids to do stuff.
And yes. They pray it forward.
Right.
Yes. Yes. And that's the whole goal. Next year we're gonna roll out a program with Men of Distinction where they're gonna be more embedded into the community. And then that young man group, it will go to the high schools, and the high schools will go to the middle schools, and the middle schools will go to the elementaries. And, you know, we can start being more proactive than reactive with things. That way they have a type of pipeline to understand, hey, this is what it's like to grow up to be a successful young man. I can talk about the young man because I'm a man. Thank God. No, but we're just hoping that we could truly pay it forward that way.
And I just want to say one quick thing there about a book I read one time about groups like yours after World War One, and these African Americans came back from fighting in the war. Mm-hmm. It was the Harlem Hellfighters and stuff like that. And they tried doing, when they came, they saw the world fight. Mm-hmm. You know, they saw France, they saw Germany, they saw, and it's like wherever it was treated. And they came back to the United States and they wanted to do things like this. And the prejudice was so terrible that it ended.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to sound like, you know, whatever,
No.
To still continue that fight, even in the modern day, that's so admirable. I mean, I'm dead serious because I guarantee there are people out there that want you to fail.
Well, you know.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. You know, the biggest thing that I love to really speak on is that a lot of times people are upset that you are not suffering the way that they have planned or expect you to suffer.
Exactly.
Especially going through the certain things in life that you had to overcome. So, you know, I never look at it in that way of the fact that, you know, opinions or individual energies want me to fail. I just look at it in a way like, hey, I'm just succeeding, moving forward.
Love it.
Continue just to grow.
Love it. Yeah. Love it.
And I think what you're doing is by bringing the youth.
Because it'd be real easy to just throw up your hands and say,
of course. Hell
with it. Yeah.
But these college kids are, we bring a lot of high school kids in to the shelter as well. And I don't bring them there to say, look, if you're not good, you're going to end up here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is what it is to be a man, to be a citizen, to be a person,
to be a good,
you know, and I got to tell you how much they like it. They're like, after we, you know, we usually have a little meeting and stuff and they're like, this was great. I love the tour. Hopefully that sticks with them in life.
Our key is to create servant leaders.
Right.
Everyone wants to be the head of anything, but everyone wants to be connected to everything. And the only way we can do that is being servants first. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's just a model that I walk by and a model that anyone that I have the opportunity to even cross paths with, you know, I always say, hey, how can I serve you, my brother? You know, just like this show, y'all have been such a, y'all have been such a powerful platform for so many, including myself, that's bringing so much awareness. And just because the last couple of times I've been on the show, so many people have been asking, like the text message, how can we help? How can we help serve? And if we can get that normal in a mindset of everyone, especially in our community is going to flourish even further.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome, man.
Yes, a lot of people deal with a lot of different psychological distresses, but I believe we can help one another just by doing so.
That's phenomenal.
Love it. That is why we're
here. You talk about your barbecuing?
Yes.
You know, you can if you want to bring some in.
Yeah.
What's your specialty?
Yeah. Honestly, my favorite thing to barbecue are leg quarters.
Or what?
Leg quarters.
What's that?
Chicken leg
chicken
quarters.
Chicken leg quarters. Yeah,
the
chicken
thigh. I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of quarters.
Yeah, leg quarters.
But I love chicken thighs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the best part of the chicken.
Please get the leg with it then.
Yeah,
okay?
Get the leg with it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Clean it out really good and let them just marinate, you know, overnight.
When do you want to do that?
We're in a process.
I mean, I guess I'm just throwing out there.
We'll set it up right out here, right?
Oh, man.
But, you know, and that's a big shout out to Jeff Merkus. I had a meeting with him yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do something down here on Washington, a big celebration.
He does anything for a free meal.
Yep.
<That's> so do we.
Anything.
That's it.
So do we.
And he stays skinny,
that's
which
it.
I hate.
Yeah, that is true. He is.
DeLorean Walls, food drive for the local colleges.
Tomorrow.
The goal is 3,000 pounds.
3,000 pounds.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 2148 University Drive Avenue.
Great bar.
It
great
is.
Corner
First and goal.
Bar.
Let's do it.
Awesome.
All right. Yes.
You're a great man for this community. You are a great man for this community.
Thank you, brother.
I still want to race.
We do
it. All right.
Brother.
You know? Thank you.
Call your brother.
I have a brother.
You're in.
Yes.
He's in.
Thank you, my man.
Thank you.
My man.
Oh, man. We will find you
at. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.